Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to The Fray. It is a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, and we welcome you in if you're listening on 94.1 FM. If you've missed any of the first 2 hours of the show because you were listening to Stevie Day Smith on 94.1, you can go to ESPN975.com. You can click on the show tab. You can catch up on what you missed. And while you're there, you can also download the app. So therefore, you won't miss the first 2 hours of the show anymore. And you can take us along for the ride on your business day every weekday. Barry is here. Nick is here. I'm here. And we're happy to have you here on a Way Back Wednesday.
What's up, Burrs?
What's up, fellers? As we continue to
always
roll
good
on
to
with
have
the
Lance.
Show.
It's like
always
a new show when the mappers stop
by. It feels
by.
Weird. Yeah. It does. I feel like, do we have to like start over? Because, you know, despite what some of the texters today were even bitching about, the fact that, why is Barry always complain, and they don't understand the dynamic of what we're really doing in the first segment. I feel like almost we have to do that again, but it's weird because of all the people that, you know, have been listening for 2 hours, to kind of act like we're starting the show over would do them a disservice. Mm-hmm. So I think the takeaway is if you're just now joining us because you were on 94.1, get your act together, get over to 97.5 at 1 o'clock, and then you can come back to 94.1 on if you need to at 3. That's the takeaway.
Okay. Fair enough.
I feel good now. I feel okay.
You're okay. I wouldn't say you feel good.
I know. I feel great.
I think there's still some
fantastic.
There's a couple crosshairs that you'd like to to bear out.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Yeah. You want some NFL news and notes before we move
sure.
on? Just some quick hits here. Houston Texans wide receiver Kiki QT's hamstring is trending towards playing this week. Oh, well, he's going to play with his hamstring. Both are going to play, actually. Despite dealing with the injury, and that's according to head coach Bill O'Brien, so hopefully they get him in.
The fan base that has to deal with the injury, man, all year.
And it's really, they're saying this time it's not as serious as the hamstring issue that was earlier. So hopefully that'll be fine. Also, by no coincidence, free agent wide receiver Devin Smith, formerly of the Jets, worked out with the Texans yesterday. Bears are still unsure if Mitchell Trubisky will play this week. That's going to suck for them if they
play the Giants. So I'm not sure that they.
But I'm
need
saying
him.
If he's banged up and not 100% healthy going down the stretch, that's going to suck for them. They still got some division games left, and that's not an easy division, even as bad as the Packers are right now.
But Daniels is a good backup. He was better than Service Bowl. We talked about how
even with a bum shoulder, I would be nervous.
Bottom line, though, Barry, you want Chase Daniels or do you want the Texans' backup quarterback situation?
You know what? Brandon Whedon has been serviceable. He is not great.
Stop it.
He's not a
Next
world
thing
beater.
You're gonna tell me he's mobile too.
Oh God, no. No.
He'd be mobile if he was a center.
That's true.
But come on.
Couple more news and notes. Pittsburgh Steelers Pittsburgh Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell. I guess it's form. Is it former? I don't know.
It's a formality at this point.
Yeah.
That it's going to happen, but I don't think it's official.
When they said a soon-to-be free agent. He's hinted on Instagram on Monday that he wouldn't mind playing with Indianapolis Colts.
He's thirsty, man. He's just trying to keep his name out there.
There was an Andrew Luck graphic that the Colts put out there or somebody, and he screenshotted, did his thing, and he just put imagine with a bunch of eyes, like, look at this. So he's out there teasing. I'm agreement with you. He's just being thirsty. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, he might as well just be some Instagram hooch because he's acting just like that.
Yeah, he's just trying to keep his name in the media out there so that people don't forget about him when free agency rolls around, and until it does, because he's got nothing else to do.
Nope. And then lastly, from the who gives a bleep, but it's a slow news day, free agent running back CJ Anderson, it worked out for the Detroit Lions on Tuesday.
Formerly of the Broncos?
Panthers.
And before that, the Broncos.
Yes.
Yes. So
correct.
There you go.
There's your news and notes.
Oh, you don't want to take that call.
What called it? Well, we kind of, I mean, he's not OU Mike, so we'll take
it. No, we'll take Colby's call. Ironic that a guy wants to talk about the Cheeseheads is a guy named Colby. I just want to point that out.
It's true. Hey.
All right. How's it going, guys?
What's up, Colby?
Hey, not much. Trust me, I don't want to talk about him. I just want to know what's wrong with him. I know that, I mean, tell me what you guys think. I think that Aaron Rodgers taking 25% of the salary cap didn't help. I also think that Mike McCarthy is just short of an atrocious coach. What are you guys' thoughts on this? Because I can't figure out why they're so bad.
Thank you, Barry.
Well, it's Joel's team, so I will defer to him. But
I did
tell
this
you,
the other day. I broke it down the other day.
Yeah, you did. And you just go to Podcast Arena. But, I mean, I think he just needs help.
Yeah.
He needs help.
The cliff notes is the old general manager, Ted Thompson, never believed in dabbling in free agency. And the new general manager this year, Brian Gutekunst, started a little bit, dabbled a little bit, but didn't have the money to do anything big. So I think they're going to reset the deck after this year. McCarthy, there's people that want to kill him all over the place, and I think he slipped. I think he's becoming what Bill O'Brien was early in the season in terms of just letting too much fall through the cracks, and he's going to be the scapegoat. But be careful what you wish for, because you got to get a replacement that's as good or better, and I don't know who that is just yet. But I think overall, Rodgers' salary isn't the issue. It's just putting the right players around a guy that has been one of the better quarterbacks in the league. So I think they're going to reset the deck and make one final run for 3 to 5 years with Rodgers, but easier said than done. Le'Veon Bell may want to consider playing there too. I said that months ago. I'll say it again. They may look at him.
Listen, as a Texans fan, I would love Le'Veon Bell to go play with the Packers. Get out of the division. Yeah. Last thing I want to see is him with the Colts.
Yeah.
Hail to the gnaw. To the gnaw, gnaw, gnaw.
So, there you go.
Couple other things, and this is sports related, but it's not necessarily, I mean, I would use sports in quotes because it's soccer.
See, I started that way. Early in the show, I thought I was going to get killed. Thankfully, I didn't. Yeah. Go right ahead.
This Irish soccer team fakes the death of one of its players in an attempt to avoid the next game on their schedule. So it's a lower-level Irish soccer team. The Ballybrack FC. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. I'm probably not. But guess what? I also don't care. The Ballybrack FC told officials in the Leinster Senior Football League.
Nailed it.
That one of its players had died in a traffic accident. And then, so they're like, oh my God, that's horrible. So next week, they postponed the game. They had a moment of silence for this cat. Fernando LaFuente was his name, and he is in fact alive. He had moved. He had moved because of his employment at a software company, and he had relocated to Dublin. And so they were like, from Dublin to Galway. And they were like, yeah, we're going to need that dude. So he was in on it, but he didn't know that they were going to say he died.
Don't you have to pay him to really kind of lay low and be in on it?
So he said, I was aware that something was going to happen. I thought it would be like I broke my leg or something like that. And then I'm sitting at home chilling. Now, he didn't say this. I'm not quoting him. But I'm sitting at home chilling, and my friends start sending me pictures of front page headlines saying I'm dead. And I was like, oh, this went too far. So he was kind of in on it, but still, man,
with all the things going on,
maybe
in soccer
that's what
now,
the Packers need to do. Be like, Aaron Rodgers died, and then just be like, oh, he's back next year when they get him some help.
Because we all know it's the Lord's team, but we don't want to go that far.
But here's the thing.
When you look at soccer these days, it wouldn't surprise you if a team said that. If you look at all, like, and even in the World Cup and stuff, you know how certain countries, like, if the goalie doesn't perform well, or the midfielders, I forget, and I don't want to misname the country, but there, I want to say it was Colombia or one of the countries where their team let them down and the players were literally murdered. There was a bus this last weekend that they were playing the home and home in the playoffs in Argentina. Oh, and someone, like, sabotaged the bus and all the players the windows, were hurt.
Which I thought was funny. I saw Glenn Davis talking about that. And he was like, this doesn't happen in American sports. And I was like, Conor McGregor
kind of did that to a bus.
So it kind of does happen in other sports.
But the bus was like, it wasn't just the windows. The bus was like turned over on its side and players were severely hurt.
That's just a good old-fashioned prank. That's not appropriate.
But that's why if you're going to pull this off and expect people to buy in, soccer right now, it wasn't far-fetched.
Yeah. It was that's just wild, though.
Fake a death
to not have to play a game.
Have the guy move somewhere else. I mean, out of the country completely, though, so he doesn't resurface.
Well, why not just go with what he thought was, like, broke leg or something? Because then nobody's going to look at...
But you're not going to postpone the game because of that.
Oh, that's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true. They're going to be like, oh, well, that's on you.
Yeah, that's your fault. Get a replacement. Game time's at 7 p.m.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so they couldn't do that.
I mean, you could have said that there was...
go buy the guy an apartment in Germany, and he'll go away far enough.
Yeah, but I don't... I mean, it's a senior soccer league. They don't have the money for that, to relocate the dude. He still has a day job as a software engineer. They don't have move-away apartment money. But they also obviously don't have anybody that they're paying to be the brains of the operation, because what a dumbass idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, don't you guys try that either. When I'm out of town, be like, well, Barry died.
Bye, Felicia.
No. Cody Stutz is in.
Don't try
it. R.I.P. Barry Laminack.
Yeah, don't try it. Okay. Especially with Cody. Jeez, aim high.
Wow. Jeez.
excuse me, I'm the one that recommended Cody. Both y'all can suck it. Yes. Joel.
Did you?
Whose idea was it to put Cody on the show?
Mine's.
You are a damn lie.
Nick was supporting it forever.
He wanted... you didn't even have anybody, and I was like, give Cody a shot. And look at there. It all worked out. So don't even try it. Don't even try.
Toots and Stoots will be back in mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
ESPN 20 for 20% off.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, final hour of the show. We'll take you till 4, Blitz will take you till 7. You don't have to do a darn thing. Simulcast all over the big city as you get some of the best in sports radio in this town.
Hey, Nick, this is your list, right?
This is
like
my hour.
You like this song?
I do.
You love this song? You sing it
in
the shower?
I don't know if I love the song.
I mean, you sing it in the shower, because that's the point, right? So yes. You sing this song in the shower?
Well,
The list was songs you sing in the shower.
Ooh, that's a good point.
So go ahead and sing the song for me. Sing all the lyrics.
So you thought I was going to do this to you.
Just sing the lyrics.
Look, what I usually do is I mumble it.
See, what happened is...
all I need is for you to sing
and then
the
I go right into the "you can call me."
That's all you know?
That's it. That's all I need to know.
Okay. Can you isolate
classic.
That?
So basically, what are you singing in the shower? Call me Al over and over like a three-year-old.
Or you're mumble rapping.
like what I talked about, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, just like that.
All everybody knows.
You're a mumble singer, mumble rapper too.
Yeah, but I didn't put that on my list because the songs I put on my list, I know the words to. Maybe not Manish Boy, but the rest.
That's my. You missed it. See, that was my cue, and you messed it up.
Rewind it. No, I want to hear
you. There was my
you.
Opportunity. No, you screwed it. Nope.
Can you do this part?
The whistling part?
Yeah. Can you whistle?
I can.
The whistle for us.
No, it's not good radio.
I want to hear you whistle.
I just saw you prepare to whistle.
I want
to
hear you whistle.
I saw you just pucker your lips up like you were going to whistle.
I figured he was going to put me on the spot. I was going to try. But since this is me putting him on the spot, let's hear you whistle.
That's like a flute, though.
Nope. That's him whistling.
Nick, that's a flute.
On the video, it's Chevy Chase
if
whistling.
You're in the shower, Nick. The flute's part of it.
Yeah. Play your flute.
Let's pod this song down now.
Oh.
That way I don't have to sing over it.
I'm doing the audience a favor.
Do it like a puko.
You expected this, but you put it on your list anyway.
Yeah.
And you expected it to come from me.
Look.
No, if we're going to put songs, if we're going to make lists and try to be honest and open with our listeners, as we've all been up until now.
Every single one of the songs I've ever listed, I knew.
I feel like you're a fraud. You don't know the lyrics to Call Me Al.
I mean, look, you don't know the lyrics to every song you like.
People can
support me in this.
Mm. Well, I just think you're a fraud.
And by the way, Joel, I would totally expect you to call me out in a situation like
that. I said that from the get-go this morning. You thought it was going to be me.
Well, you did in the meeting, so.
I get right off the top. I was like, can you just recite some of the lyrics of that song for me, please?
By the way, why were you late to the meeting today?
Shouldn't I just reverse that and say, by the way, why were you actually on time for a meeting today?
Yeah, that would be just as easy.
Subway closed. That's why.
Yeah, because there was no Subway.
There was
to
no
stop
line.
At. Oh, my goodness. I feel like we just had a little Will Kane, Stephen A. Smith moment.
That's the funny thing is, I mean, it is a rare. I almost Stephen A'd right there. But I mean, I feel like we rarely. And this, like getting back to what you were saying about was kind of the theme of the show too. People just kind of don't understand. Most of what we do is a bit, but we don't really get like emotionally against each other or get fired up like that. And you
I mean, I do, but y'all don't.
It happens every now and then. But the thing is, on TV, it should never happen. It's a rule that you just never show the emotion
on television. Oh, I would not be good. But I'm an emotional
to this level. But
child.
Holy cow, ESPN ratings must be down because they got a couple battles going on right now that they are getting some run on. But yesterday, on your favorite show, your second favorite show,
what? Sit Down.
After Sit Down is. Second and 10 or First Take. Okay. Oh. So Stephen A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's normally Stephen A. and Molly and Max Kellerman. But instead, they've now implemented this Will Kane guy.
Yeah, which I don't like. I didn't like the show before.
He is
Douchey
McDouche. Okay. And he's big pro Dallas Cowboy guy. And he's ex-lawyer guy. And he's kind of what he is a junior version of Skip Bayless. He just wants to say and do things that.
Be careful now, Joel. He was roaming the halls.
I don't care.
Last week.
He was here last week.
I've heard off the air he's a good dude, but on the air it's a shtick, just like I was talking about. There are shticks that it's harder for some people to actually have to digest this, but in broadcasting and radio, there are shticks.
Not everything is as it appears.
It's not reality 24/7 when we're off the air. However, getting back to this, you know, it's a dialogue. The show is made for debate, but my. Yesterday, this Baker Mayfield situation, they got into it, and you could tell there was some emotions running wild when you hear how this all played out.
A separate show on talking to Will about the existence of entitlements, because clearly he doesn't understand some people.
You know what you could do? You know
some people don't.
You could
and
do
that is not a conversation you'd want to get into it with me about.
You know what, Stephen A.? You might do this. Maybe you could impanel a group of four people to debate me all at once and see if you could win. Or you could try to take me on one-on-one.
Well,
or
first of all,
you can
I don't
do
have
it
to
however
either,
you want.
Because
I'm here at your disposal, Stephen A. I'm
one-on-one.
Here.
I don't
hey,
need
Stephen
any help.
I'm here at your
you.
Invitation.
You must be crazy.
As always.
Please, you just learned in sports. Step back.
All right, guys. Well, appreciate you. Always get the debate going, my man. That's what
appreciate
it's
Appreciate you. Bye.
Well,
have a
we'll
nice day.
The Steelers were...
Meow. Boy, Kitty got claws. They both. That didn't feel fake.
No, that was real.
That didn't feel fake.
That wasn't
the one that
sure.
I remember. Was there or not the one I remember, but the one I saw. He told at one point, Will Kane tells Max Kellerman to shut up.
That was earlier in the discussion about Baker Mayfield where they got into it to where, yeah, Max, they were on topic though. It was just about the whole Hugh Jackson and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and apparently Will Cain was like making his point, but he kept making the same point over and over. And Max Kellerman goes, "You said that four or five times." He goes, "Well, I meant it. Why don't you shut up?" Or something like that. Like, that's not a quote, but he basically told.
That's the show before then.
Yeah, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, get up, shut up, whatever. But man, there was some heated stuff going on.
And then, later on in the show, Will Cain had to come on, and I think he probably had a little soul searching during the break, because he came back and said, "Stephen A., you're the reason why I'm on this show, because you invite me to be on this show. So that's why I realized that if you want to debate this." So he was kind of backtracking a little bit, because he realizes without Stephen A., he ain't on that show.
Yeah.
But because of Stephen A. and because of that show, he has his own radio show as well on ESPN Radio.
You talk about a death blow. You're just now learning sports. Call it. It's over. Knockout blow right there.
And
that
bye.
Was,
at the end.
Huh?
At the end.
Bye.
Yeah, and bye. You're gone. That's.
Woo, boy.
But he was on today.
Nasty.
He was back on today.
But you need more people to challenge Stephen A. Not that.
I agree with that.
I'm trying to hate on him or anything like that. Because when you get too big like that, man. Sometimes it's necessary to get challenged, man. Like I'm always a big believer in that, because you don't want it to get to a situation where the culture at ESPN is like, well, that's Stephen A., so don't mess with him. You know, you want everybody to be able to express their opinions without any repercussions or consequences. And I think it's great. Now it sounded genuine. I don't think he should. I didn't hear the backtrack when he came back on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he should have, but maybe someone talked to him and said, look, be careful, but. I'm glad that he can have an opinion, even if he's wrong. If he can challenge someone like Stephen A., good for him.
But that's the premise of the whole show. The premise of the whole show is debate. So Stephen A. can't have that iron fist upper hand that, I don't want to go at him too hard and ruffle his feathers because he's Stephen A. No.
Because he really doesn't have a filter, Stephen A. He says whatever he wants to say.
Exactly.
And it's one of those things where that's fine if you're going to be like that, but you've got to give the other folks on the show that same leeway.
Exactly right.
You've got to be able to. They've got to be able to say what they want to say, and you know, as a rebuttal to whatever outlandish things you throw out there. Because you know, you've seen the show, and you've seen the previews, and you've seen the commercials for it. It's always Stephen A. saying something crazy and outlandish. Well, when the shoe's on the other foot, you kind of have to just deal with it and be like, okay, yeah. And you know what? You got your shot in. You said he doesn't know sports, so why are you going to be upset at that? You took your shots. He took his. And it's over.
And everybody has their day. So maybe one day it's Stephen A. with all the big take and all enough to say. And another day it's Max.
You know, in a microcosm, it's kind of like this show where there are certain days where, you know, you'll be the butt of the joke and Nick and I will be picking on you. And there's other days where both of us are picking on Nick, and there's days where y'all pick on me, and everybody gets a turn and no one is above the show.
And
no one person is above what we do on this show. And we're, you know, some people I know when we first started, like, that's mean. No, we're having fun. We just do it in a different way.
And take it to another step. Not only is it just when we're having fun, but also there might be a topic where it's a hot button.
We argue.
For
you. Yeah.
And you are passionate about it. So, hey, you're driving because you're passionate about this, and I want people to hear what you have to say. And another day, it may be me, and it may be something that I'm fired up about. But that's the beauty of the show and how there is no one Stephen A. Smith lead guy.
Yeah.
We all share in everything that we do.
Yeah. And it's weird. It's weird because that's not how it is on that show. You've always felt like it's Stephen A. Smith's show and everyone else is along for the ride.
Even Molly, when she's got to reel him in, you can tell it's more kid gloves when it's Stephen A. You know, when it's, you know, Max, she'll be like, okay, Max, we got to go. We got to go. We got to get on to another topic. But when it's Stephen A., it's like, okay, guys, can we bring it in? Yeah,
I mean, you just sound like combined Stephen A. Smith and Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
And
they know the internet, man. Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony. I mean, Chandler Parsons. I mean, Will. Bye. That's it.
I cannot hate on your Stephen A. Smith impression.
Catch me from 1 to 3 on SportsMap 94.1.
Oh my God! That's
funny. If you're looking for options, go to ESPN.
There you go.
Now, right on the button. Now we should play that drop that says you're Stephen A. Smith listening to 98. Wait, what? That's my show.
That's my station. I'm at 97.5.
Wow, and I just shot my voice doing the Stephen A.
I'll take it from here, guys, because I want to tell you about Klein's Fine Jewelry and why you need to take care of your woman this holiday season. Man, look, nothing is better for your home and your environment than your happy wife. You know the saying, happy wife, happy life. It's true. And the best way to make a female happy, well, there's a lot of ways, but one way is jewelry. And you want to get the best deal on jewelry in the city of Houston, then you go to Klein's Jewelry. Mark Klein is going to take care of you. And I'll give you his number right off the top. Let's just get that out of the way right now. Write this number down. If you have a phone, if you don't have a pen, just type it in your phone. 832-316-1388. That is his personal number. And I can tell you that because Mark Klein is in my contacts. When I bought my wife's ring from him, I texted that number. I got it from Lance. This was before I knew him, before he was advertising on this show. I just went to Mark Klein and got my ring from him because it is the best deal in town. And you have an idea of what you want, or maybe you just like, I just need like a 2-carat ring, a 1-carat ring. I need a diamond pendant. I need a bracelet. I need some earrings, watch, whatever it is. Call him. He will quote you the price over the phone. Who else is doing that? And if you think that the box stores at the mall are doing that, wait till you get there and see the markup. It's insane. You're not going to get that at Klein's Fine Jewelry. They've been in business since 1969, and you're not in business as one store since 1969 if you don't take care of people. They're going to absolutely take care of you. They took care of me and my wife. They made her happy. She had specific ideas for what she wanted in a ring, from the diamond to the way the ring was made. They did it all, and it was perfect, and I couldn't be happier because she couldn't be happier. So it made my life easy. So make sure you call them. You can also get online. KleinsJewelry.com is the website. KleinsJewelry.com to check it out. They're located at 5868 Westheimer. But call them. Give Mark a call. 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. For the best in diamonds and jewelry in the city of Houston, it's Klein's Jewelry.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Pad the brakes! But hey, thanks for taking us along for the ride. And put the pedal down, because we got you for two more segments, final half hour of the show. And then Blitz will take you from 4 till 7 on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Some text before we get to Eric's call. Okay. Joel won game, set, and match. That was for your list.
Oh, I finally get some love.
So we definitely have some drunk people that are either that or they're deaf. Then they're out there listening.
Fake news.
Barry, do I have to play Red Dead Redemption 1 before I play Part 2? I bought Part 1 before playing Part 2. No. You can, in fact, Red Dead Redemption 2, I believe, is the prequel to the rest. I'm not sure.
So it's like Star Wars.
I have no idea.
I was talking to somebody about that game, the first one, and he said the first one's a really good game.
The first one is great. I enjoy. That's why I couldn't wait for the second one to come out.
Yeah. Redhead Redemption, right?
No.
Yep.
No.
Starring Andy Dalton.
I did notice last night, though, for the first time, they actually... The horses have testicles, and I just feel like that's a little too much.
No,
detail.
You got to keep it realistic.
Yeah. I don't need to see a horse's testicles flopping around as I'm riding the range. That's a
why
little
does that, why does that
too much detail for me.
Did you pause it?
No, but next time I'm going to send you a video recording of the horse testicles flopping around.
No, thank you.
As I ride the range, righting wrongs and serving up justice. I don't know. But Cheryl again checked in. She's like, y'all's music has been fantastic today. I'll take full credit for that. Thank you, Cheryl.
Take credit for that. Little Barry is the one that normally does.
Oh, my goodness. Joel Stephen A. is killing me. And with that,
okay,
let's get to Eric's call. It's about Joel's impression of Stephen A. Smith. Eric, what's up?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. I'm in Arkansas listening to y'all on the ESPN app. I just want to give big ups to Joel, because I was watching First Take this morning, and I'm listening to y'all, and I thought I was hearing Stephen A. all over again. That's great, man. I love the impersonation. Awesome, man. Great show. Big fan. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate the call, Eric. Yeah, it's outstanding.
Appreciate you checking in on the app, too. Yeah. That's awesome. In another state.
That wasn't the same Eric that I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought that it was going to be Eric Wong.
Eric is sportsy. He doesn't really go down
He's
that.
Cowboys.
Hey, guys.
Hey guys, I'm gonna do.
It's just me doing it. That was me doing Clarence, doing Joel, doing Clarence, doing Eric, doing Clarence, doing
Clarence.
Joel.
Should be the most offended because every time Joel does a creepy voice, it's a Clarence. It's Clarence. Clarence, you should be offended.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
This is Eric.
No, hey, no, it's no. All Eric the same. Would be. Hey guys, how y'all doing?
That's that just sounds that like sounds Clarence like in the morning.
No,
that's
a, Clarence is, no. Clarence.
No.
The
Joel,
real Clarence
both
is.
Both of us are telling it, you your Eric sounds like Clarence. That's, I've just.
We'll just have Clarence.
Between Clarence. No. Hey guys, don't have how y'all doing? And Eric Wong, which is. Hey guys.
No, but you got to be higher in the register, though. It's as. Bassy? Monotone. No, it's not as bassy. It's monotone, but it's not as bassy as Clarence. Why are we breaking this down? Somebody said, wait, so is this show a whole, is this whole show is a bit? So is Nick not fat? No, he's nope. Fat. He's definitely fat.
Massive.
Huge.
I am huge.
Big fat guy. Big, big fat guy.
Three bills is what I am.
And then on the left side.
Another three bills? Is that what you're trying to say? I'm a 600-pound man.
I'm trying to say you're super fat. Whatever. And no, he's not fat.
No,
not that fat. I mean, he's fat, but he's not
like
that
baby.
Fat.
Like what did AJ, baby fat
like you're pudgy.
Yeah,
he's not even close.
No,
no, and you aren't either. That's the one I've always I always tell you that. Even when you're like I'm around two bills, and the bottom line is even at two bills, we'll it doesn't matter. Bills. It doesn't look like you're two bills.
That's when you got to bust out the baggy shirts to hide it. Somebody said, I think the first one is
skip Forever 21. Then
somebody said, I think the first one was Red Dead Revolver. Yeah, we covered this when 2 came out. It was Red Dead Revolver, then Red Dead Redemption, and now Red Dead Redemption 2. That is correct. So,
and when Andy Dalton goes to the Jags, it'll be Red Dead Redemption 3.
Oh, my goodness.
You He's rolling with it. I like that.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Yep.
You should have just let Nick run with that Red Dead Redemption thing because you sound so old.
Dude, here's the thing. So, we have Raheel, and we always know when we mention Raheel, he's either walking in the studio or
I'm
going to
do his podcast, by the way.
It just worked because there's someone else besides Raheel. All he's got to do is hear his name, and he is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Line one.
I am gonna do Raheel's podcast.
Are you?
Because he does a new podcast. He was doing. I don't remember what his other one was, but he's now doing a podcast about stories.
Jose Partida was just on, right? Last week,
I think. No, that was the one I was on, but that was the Raheel Show podcast, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. Jose did one with Raheel,
right? He does the Raheel Show. I can't confirm. And he does the one about stories.
Perhaps.
No, they were tweeting out pictures and everything.
Which one were you? Were you on?
I was on the Raheel Show podcast,
not the one about the stories. Like he has somebody because, like, I'm going to go on. He's like basically, you come on and you talk about going from not being a comedian to how you got it and where you're at now.
No, it wasn't like that.
Basically, telling the story. Of how I got to where I'm
talking
at now.
About
that's
going
to come
Friday
in handy because
like
once we announce you're dead, then people's going to want to go to the podcast to figure out how you climbed the ranks to get to where you got before you got
well,
got.
Look, I didn't really care about Raheel's podcast. I brought all that up to tell you about my podcast.
Oh.
Well, that was not a good way to do that.
No?
You can't talk about Raheel's podcast for 5 minutes if you want to bring up your podcast.
That was a segue. It was to
that
say
was
I'm
the worst
do his
segue
podcast.
Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a tease and a segue and...
Mm. Anyway.
So the moral of the story, go check out Raheel's podcast.
No, it was just speaking of podcasts.
We love Raheel.
Because that was nonchalant.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do 2, which is super dumb because I was like, I can't even think of one, like what I really want to do for one. But I decided I just wanted to do a podcast where I could have fun, like on the road with other comics or locally, like if I wanted to have you guys on since we don't ever do a show together, or if I wanted to have other guys, like, you know what I mean? Just, I just wanted a podcast about whatever, but I had always had the idea where I wanted to go and do, I wanted to interview people that used to be famous or had their 15 minutes of fame. So, but I don't want to do it as one podcast because I want the two to be separate. So I decided I'm going to do just a whatever podcast, and then I'm going to have another one called The 15 where I'll try to find like these viral stars that are no longer, you know, in the spotlight and interview them and see what their life
Buckshot
is like.
Bill?
No, he's famous.
Alyssa Milano?
She's also famous.
No,
crazy.
She was. Now but, she's political.
Yeah, well, way too. But she's. I'm talking about like.
Can you record some of the podcast while you're just driving, so that when the officer pulls you off and your pulls you off the road, or
I don't
pulls you
do over, that.
Your shoes are off.
I don't want to do
hey,
that.
Officer, hold on, officer. Like, I can't talk.
But right. Sir, I'm right in the middle of recording. Do you mind?
What's your
Can
name?
You give me 20 minutes?
Ricky Bobby, you want to say hello on our podcast?
But no, like you remember the? Oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Remember her?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that. What is that lady now? I want to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see what's going on in her life. Yeah. The one that was like, hide your wife, hide your kids.
Cash me
outside.
They're
raping everybody out here. Oh,
she's a rap star.
Yeah, I don't need to talk to her. I mean, I would. But like, I found this out because I was doing research for guests. And one of the people I wanted to talk to was the owner of Keyboard Cat. Because we all remember Keyboard Cat and how popular that was. Did you know Keyboard Cat died in 1987?
No.
I was so distraught when I found that.
1987?
Like, what?
It's like 30 years ago, bro.
Yeah, and it wasn't even around to see his fame. He's been dead. The dude, this is how creepy it is. This dude, Charles Schmidt or whatever, he made that video of his cat. This was before the internet existed. He just made the video. And then when the internet came around, he was like, you know what? Maybe I'll put this on the internet. And that's when it came. That's kind of weird.
Now, who's dead? Charles or the cat?
The cat.
The dude. I just had to clarify, Nick. I wasn't sure.
Keyboard Cat is dead. The owner is still alive. So, okay. See, but wouldn't you want to talk to him about that and find out? I do. So, that's going to be one of the podcasts.
Okay.
So you'll have to check it out.
Or not. Do you have names for these podcasts?
The one about 15 Minutes of Fame is going to be called The 15.
Okay.
And then the other one is going to be called Dispensable. So, the term indispensable means you can't do without it. In this case, this podcast is literally about everything and nothing. So it's going to be called Dispensable. So there you go.
There you have it.
Cool.
All right. Look forward to that coming to a
podcastarena.com.
Near you.
And others.
All right. We got one segment to go on the big show. Before we turn it to the break, I do want to tell you about those Houston Rockets. They're back home tonight taking on the Dallas Mavericks. And with the holidays upon us, the Rockets have a season of giving experience with basketball in the picture. You can give a Houston Rockets holiday pack for Christmas, Hanukkah, or the holiday of your choice. And you can get 5-game tickets for as low as $149. There's 2 different 5-game packages to choose from. There's the holiday red pack that guarantees you tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics, the Brow Anthony Davis and the Pelicans, and of course the in-state rivals, the Dallas Mavericks, where the Silver Pack has great seats to see Kawhi Leonard and the East leading Toronto Raptors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and the world champion Golden State Warriors in their only other appearance in H-Town, and much more. All you got to do if you're interested in one of these packs is go to Rockets.com, or you can call 713-627-DUNK and talk to a ticket rep right there on the phone to get your packages today while they're still available. But more so than anything else, you also want to do it on Rockets.com because after you get your tickets, it's the one-stop shop for everything Houston Rockets. You can learn about the team, the stats, the upcoming schedule, and of course the Power Dancers, Clutch the Bear, and much more. Check out Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK. Get your package today.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You sure you want
sing
to do
it,
that?
Sing it, Nick. Sing it. Sing it. Go.
Right, so maybe I should have left this song off the list.
Sing it.
I can't.
Well, then why did you put this
radio
on your list
to sing when you don't
songs?
Have a good voice?
No. Why did you put this on your list of songs you sing in the shower?
I'm not even trying to lie to you right now.
You don't know the words.
I know the lyrics to the song.
No, you do not.
I really do.
Okay, pot it down and talk.
Uh-uh.
Don't even sing them. Just
do
talk
it.
Them. Pot
I'm
it
not
down
singing to the song. I'm not.
Do you,
not.
Nick Sciarra,
do you have a ukulele?
Is a damn lie.
Oh, I do not have a ukulele.
He looks like a ukulele.
You done though?
Yeah, he does.
I might have bought one from the Texas Renaissance Festival once. But
and a fake hawk.
I don't think a ukulele is at like, the Renaissance
they
Festival.
Do, they have
got
them.
A name. It's like that, but there's a...
They have them.
Believe I think it. There's another name
or
for
I had them.
I think it's a different name. It might be a little different, but I
like
can
what?
See you...
You no. Sick,
never mind. Okay. I don't know what that was going to say.
You kick uvula? Back strumming your ukulele?
A uvula? No. That sounds like a female organ. A uvula?
It does.
Is that right?
It does.
Yeah.
Not even going there. Too late in the show.
Now
to go
I gotta
there.
Now I gotta Google what a uvula is because I know I've heard that word. I have. It
I
sounds.
Think
either,
I think it sounds like. Vulva.
It either sounds.
I was gonna say that's where I thought he was going.
Sir.
And I'm not going there, but
it
you
either,
did. So
either it's a musical instrument or a woman's lady part. One of the two. Uvula, or maybe it's that thing that hangs down the back of your throat.
Well, then it could be. Never mind. I'm not doing it. It's too late in the show.
uvula. U-V-U-L-A. It is the thing that hangs down in the back of your throat.
I bet it does.
It's the uvula. Nope.
It's not just the lady part. Male and female.
Just go ahead and sing the rest of that song.
I will not do that. Okay. That is a fantastic song, though.
Jason Mraz.
Yep. Fantastic?
Yeah. It's a great song.
It's fantastic.
It's a hit. Massive hit.
Okay.
That's
of the charts.
When you can't get enough of the plain white tees, you go to your Jason Mraz.
I don't think it's before.
Hey there, Delilah.
Yeah. I think that song's after 08. Otherwise, I would have totally
put a
in the list.
Yep. And you can sing it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have another mushy song, Plain White Tees?
I don't know.
They might.
I thought so.
Check your playlist and see.
No, I'm good.
All right,
this comes from you with Miley Cyrus and Paris Hilton.
I was
so
pissed I couldn't put Party in the USA on my list because I legit sing that in the shower. Legit sing it in the shower. So mad that I couldn't have that on my list because it was 2009.
And you should get your head checked for that, sir.
I completely agree with
you. You guys are nuts. I was going to do Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton, but I honestly don't sing it in the shower. I just sing it when I'm
in
driving.
In the car. Yeah.
When I'm driving. So.
In Oklahoma City. Yeah. All right. Clarence, I'm not even going to try.
Hey, guys. What's up?
See, that wasn't
say,
me.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Say that, Clarence.
Yeah, say it, Clarence.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Joel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Exactly.
It's a mirror image. Eric. Now do Eric Wong.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
No, that just sounded like a sleepy Clarence, like somebody roofied him and he was about to go out.
Dallas Cowboys are great. Who are they going to draft next
Bleep
year?
The Falcons. All right, Clarence, what's up, man?
Man, I'm just saying, Joe made it sound like I was talking while taking a flaming Dallas Cowboys on the toilet. I mean, the way he was saying earlier, it still was like, hey, guys. I was Fred Sanford on steroids or something.
Well, I mean, it's close.
You do have a little Fred Sanford in your voice. You do have a little Fred Sanford in your voice, but I digress. What's up, man?
That's pretty much all I want to say.
Just tell Joel he's an a-hole for making fun of your voice.
Lamont, you big dummy. I'm coming to Elizabeth. Oh, my God, the Saints are great.
Okay, what's next? See?
I don't know, Joe. Just next time I see you, I'm going to ham you.
Appreciate the call, buddy. It got awkward there for a minute, but you saved it. Good
he's
job.
He's hoping for the Saints hammering the Cowboys tomorrow night. But yeah, there was a little bit of a crap
talk.
Did you
see that? Yeah.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
Choke him out?
Yeah, choke him out.
I don't know, Mr. Lawrence. Be careful. That's the best team in football right now.
Yeah. And even if you choke one guy out on the offensive line, the bottom line is they're going to choke you out with a 50 spot.
Yeah.
Because they're putting points on you.
Touchdowns are going to be eaten or the dust. So somebody said a small guitar is a lute. Okay.
Where's the ukulele fit?
Also sounds like a female organ. And then another texter said it's a mandolin at the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Yes.
A mandolin, not a ukulele. God, everybody knows
I bought something that looked like a ukulele like 15 years ago when I was a kid.
Everybody
it was close
knows
enough.
That. Whatever.
Ukuleles are idiot. Like my Hawaiian buddies have ukuleles.
Yeah.
But ukuleles goes back. Remember that guy that died that they suggested? The Hawaiian singer that had the ukulele. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. So, look, we go full circle with all the reminiscing of our previous shows.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Rockets on TV tonight.
Oh, I can't wait to not watch.
Will Chris Paul play?
I don't think so. But I think Mike D'Antoni will probably announce it at 5:15.
Well, if you're a basketball fan, you hope Luka Doncic plays tonight. I told you guys back in June, this guy's going to end up being the best player in this draft this year. He's from Lithuania. I've got a buddy from Lithuania that saw him play. He's been playing professional since he's like 15. But they said he's got an illness right now. He may or may not play. Mm-hmm. But the Mavs got a steal, and it's hard to say, you know, they got the next Dirk Nowitzki. But this kid at 19 years old, he is skilled, he is talented, and he can play.
I mean, he's no Hartenstein, but...
Who is?
What?
Who is?
Reason why he's making $800,000, play. I mean, let's be real.
Well, you
and
know.
He's yanking threes in the corner now because he sees everybody else doing it and misses. Right. He might as well get in on that.
If they can do it, why can't I? Yeah, I'll try to watch the game. I just can't promise. Look, there's a big range out there. I've got to go roam.
You want to see if Doncic plays and you want to see if Harden goes headband because then you know either the barber couldn't fix it or he's trying to capitalize on that 50 piece when
exactly.
he wore it. All right, that'll do it for a Way Back Wednesday, and we appreciate you listening. The Blitz is next. Fred, AJ, Jong, they're in the building, and they will take you home till 7 o'clock. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. He's an Xbox, and I'm more Atari. But the way you play your game in there.
then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.